The most famous philosophical argument against Christianity is the problem of evil. Now, many people will say that since bad things happen, therefore there cannot be a good and loving God. But this is so flawed, and here's why. Because if there is no God, justice will never be served to injustices that have happened all throughout history, even up until today. Every wrongdoing, every Nazi that tortured men, women, and children, every person that's committed rape, or every axe murderer out there, throughout history will never be dealt with if there is no God. It's just evil, and there's nothing that can be done about it. So the real problem of evil actually is for atheists. They can't deal with it, they can't explain it, they don't have a model or a worldview that can actually propose a solution to this issue. So when people say the world has evil in it, therefore there cannot be a good and loving God, well then all is misery then, and all is nothing but chaos and destruction then, because justice will never be served if that's the case. But thankfully that's not the case. Thankfully God created you and I. God loves you and I. And the reason that the problem of evil is not a problem for Christianity, it never was, is because God at the end of time is going to judge and make every single wrong right and bring justice to every single injustice that's happened all throughout history. If you think there's no God, then you cannot possibly define evil or good. For good to exist, evil must exist. And so that's why Christianity perfectly explains the dichotomy between these two things. And it offers a solution to the evil that we see at hand. And so atheism offers nothing but hopelessness, darkness, and a delusional way of life. But Christianity offers life, peace, light. Christianity explains why evil happens. It even told us in the Bible that terrible things would happen. The Bible says perilous times shall come. The Bible says that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. The Bible predicted that bad things would in fact happen. God has allowed for there to be a battle between good and evil on this earth. God has allowed that. Many people get upset that God doesn't step in right now and take care of the issues right now. But look, He gave us free will. He gave us a choice. Do you expect God to just be some puppet master up in heaven just controlling everything? No, He's given us the choice. He's given us the free will, the ability to either choose to do right or wrong. He's said to choose you this day whom you will serve. He didn't say that He made the choice for us, like Calvinists believe. He said to choose. So this world is where a battle between right and wrong takes place. This is actually what proves the Bible to be true. Every day that I wake up in the morning and I see what goes on in the world, I can pick up the Bible and read it, and it confirms to me that everything that I'm seeing around me on planet Earth is in fact lining up with what God said would happen. That perilous times would come, that men would be lovers of their own selves. Now, to answer why pain exists, why does suffering exist? Well, number one, we wouldn't understand the concept of love if we didn't understand the concepts of suffering and pain. You see, when Jesus was on the cross and He was dying for our sins, He gave His life and allowed Himself to be tortured and to suffer for us. That's how we know that Jesus loved us. When you're willing to suffer for someone else, that means that you love that person very much. Jesus cares for all of us. He died for all of us. It's a powerful, powerful message. It's the most powerful, most beautiful story of all time. How Jesus came to this earth, could love the unlovable, could save what seemed to be the unsavable, could take clay and mold it and make it into something beautiful. Jesus could do that. Jesus does that. You see, He's the answer to the problem of evil. You say, what's the answer to the problem of evil? What can we tell the atheists? Tell them about Jesus. What do we tell the skeptics and the secular humanists that are out there that criticize the Christian faith with all their philosophy. Tell them about Jesus. What do you tell children that are confused about their gender and about understanding the world around them? What do you tell them that's going to be the solution to their problems? Tell them about Jesus. There's something very special that happens when somebody meets the Lord. And that meeting place is at the cross of Calvary. It's the ultimate answer to the problem of evil. It's the ultimate answer to pain and suffering and why these things exist.